It's the successor organisation to the policing authority and the Garda Síochána Inspectorate. And I think I was here with Highland Radio a couple of years ago when we were doing a similar exercise on consulting on the policing priorities. So its main function is to oversee, and on behalf of the public and your listeners, to oversee what the Garda Síochána does and the service that it provides. The addition is that we'd also have a role now in relation to community safety. And look, that is really about trying to ensure that people not only are safe, but actually feel safe day to day in their local communities.
And I'm not in any way questioning the work that the authority does, but we've just gone through the say, for instance, the annual congress from the GRA, for an example, the AGSI, who themselves, particularly as it relates to regions like Donegal, have talked about the issues that they have with how policing in Don is done and its resources. And I'm just wondering, if they can't achieve change, talking about it on an annual basis, what role could the authority have to change any to enact any change?
Well, I think we have a significant role, and we have played a significant role even over the past 9.5 years as the policing authority. I think the addition now having inspection powers as well to be able to go into Garda stations to inspect. But it's not just about finding out, I suppose, looking at where things can be improved from within the Garda Síochána. It's also about what can enhance and support Gardaí. They do a really, really difficult job. As they're there with us when we're at our most vulnerable, either as a suspect of crime, but also as a victim. They're there at, road traffic accidents. They really, really do a tough job. I think my optimism for the Policing and Community Safety Authority is that it is about that wider community safety piece, and one of the real ambitions of that is that you'll have multi-agency working. So, for example, in the middle of the night, often what the Gardaí are left dealing with is not policing matters. It's sometimes mental health, it's sometimes child protection. They're not the agency that should be dealing with that. They're often left doing it because they're the only ones available. So I think the real ambition of the new organisation and the new act is that all public agencies, there's a mandate on working together for the sake of community safety. I think, why I'm, I suppose, and why I'm talking to you today is really around, encouraging your listeners and the public to have a say in what the priorities should be for the guards, and we launched our public consultation last week. And what we really like is, for people, there aren't unlimited resources. It's like with anything, even in our own household budgets, we might be able to want to spend everything, but we have to decide, what's the priority,
But I think
and
it's
that's
not.
what this exercise is.
I think for us, and this is not a submission, and I suppose you're independent in this completely. But it's not about it's not about the limits on the resources. For us, it's the distribution of the resources.
Exactly. And that's what this consultation is also about, because, but I think, Greg, there is an issue, and I think everyone has acknowledged that there is an issue with resources at the minute in the Garda Síochána. I mean, if you look back in 2016, the government made a decision to support the guards in having 15,000 members, 4,000 Garda staff members, 2,000 reserves. That's 21,000 humans across the organization. And currently they've about 17 and a half. So there is an issue of lack of resources, but I agree with you. I think then it is about, well, we all have to work with what we have, and what do we prioritize? And that's it's the Policing and Community Safety Authority's job to establish those priorities for the guards. And I suppose we want to hear from people as to what they think. If they were sitting in the Garda Commissioner's shoes, what would they what would they kind of prioritize in terms of the distribution of those resources? So we have a simulator tool, and your listeners have an opportunity to do it up until the 8th of June. I did it myself last week. It's not easy. You're given 70 points across four areas, and there's 24 different police. And when I went to page one, I thought, oh, definitely that needs 5 points, not zero. It needs five. So you're looking at human trafficking or drugs importation. But then when I got to page three, I went, wait a second now, I've kind of run out of money, and domestic abuse is really important, and hate crime and victim services and mental health. So you end up having to shift and move and make those really hard decisions that Gardaí have to make on a daily basis as to whether to go to incident A or incident B. It is about the distribution.
In relation to that process, though, how does it capture regional differences? Like, say, for instance, you talk of Garda numbers. If we hear of 100, even though we've less resources here now than we ever had, if you hear of 100 new recruits, you know, 97 might go to Dublin and we might get one here in the Northwest and that person might end up being in Sligo. Does the survey have the scope to sort of capture the regional differences?
I think the whole idea of the way the Guards have reorganised themselves is precisely trying to do that. Now, we met with the GRA there 2 weeks ago and I wasn't at AGSI, but I certainly heard the reports of what went on. And there are concerns about what's being called the operating model, and that's the reorganisation of the way the Garda Síochána works. You know, it is going to need a bit more time. I mean, what that reorganisation has done is it's moved from the Guards being organised across 124 areas and districts to 21 divisions. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, that is about making sure that once you have a rural area, rural division, that you have the equivalent of crime specialisation, of protected services, of those things, of cyber. So it is now, but when you're battling against then 17,500 people versus what you should have of 21,000, that's difficult to actually resource as well.
I get you, and it's not to debate the new working model. Again, I just want to be keen to know if it captures this, for example, in Donegal, a massive sprawling county. You could have someone arrested in one part of Donegal, and for them to be transported to a holding cell, it's a 50-minute drive. New policing model, like in Dublin, for an example, whereby, or a city, if you know what I mean, whereby we are having the same model for an urban situation in a very, very rural situation. And again, just as I encourage people to take part in this, does it capture those nuances for us here facing specific issues?
I think it does, because you have opportunities. I mean, when we had colleagues of mine were in Donegal yesterday talking to Gardaí, and we're here in Carrick and Shannon today talking to communities. We'll be out and about in the Northwest. Mm. Precisely that, when we talk to communities, I mean, a lot of what people want is they want visibility. They need to be able to, and when they call for service, they need it quickly. Mm. It's not like sometimes the debate is about having a Garda station here or here, but the important thing is that service is provided quickly to the most vulnerable. So there is an opportunity in this. Like, if you look, like, as I said, when I came to down the pages, I went, well, actually, no, on page four is all about community safety and ensuring that. So I actually re-spent my points when I got to that. So there is that opportunity, I think, Greg, to do that. I also, you know, think that, you know, the important piece is that firstly, people's voices are heard. But secondly, I think the operating model is a work in progress. And so if I take the example of Donegal, when I was talking to you a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. you know, Donegal division was Sligo Leitrim Donegal, if you recall. And now they're learning and they're trying this out. The organization, I mean, is trying this out. And then they said, well, look, that does not make sense. And that has now been changed. And now at least Donegal division is at least one county. And part of that, it's also to take pressure off some of the, like, a superintendent district was responsible for everything. Now you have a superintendent who's concentrating solely on crime. You have a superintendent who's concentrating solely on the safety of the community in that division. So it's not that they're pulling superintendents from it. It's just that they're being allowed to focus on a particular area.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm optimistic and hopeful, but it is something we have to watch. And that's the job of the policing authority to look at these areas. And I would like to come back here again and see how is it working out. This is not a once and done. Our job is actually to oversee what the Garda Síochána are doing. That's our job every day. Mm-hmm. And I think, look, policing is so important. You know, the Gardaí have a lot of power, and I suppose the public need reassurance that somebody's watching that on their behalf. So we do want to hear from your listeners about their concerns.
Yeah, and one of those concerns, for an example, and as I say, only an example, the armed response unit is based in Ballyshannon, which is closer to you in Carrick-on-Shannon than it is me in Letterkenny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How does that make sense? you know. But anyway, we shall. That's just part of what it's like living in.
I live in a rural area myself, Greg. And one of the things is I would say, well, when do we ever see a guard? And we have to go to the main towns. I live in a village. So it is a concern all over the country. And I think that's something that the Policing and Community Safety Authority will be encouraging the Garda Síochána to address.
Yeah. OK, it's interesting. And also, too, what I think would be interesting, Helen, is the views of the numbers of Gardaí that are retiring. Do you specifically meet with them? As you know, those that are probably have another 10, 15 years of service worth in them, but they are leaving. Well, so they're not Gardaí. And they are the public, don't get me wrong, but would it be not interesting to specifically poll early retirees, not early retirees, but you understand where I'm coming from?
Well, I do. In fact, the consultation actually includes, and we're hoping to get a flavour of that. So somebody can actually say whether they're a member of Garda personnel or not. And we are very interested. And in fact, we were encouraging even people we've met in Garda stations, you know, do the survey themselves. We do want to hear from everybody, whether they're from within the service, whether they're retirees, or whether they're members of the general public. So I think, look, it's on our website, pcsaireland.ie. Like, essentially, people get these 70 points and they have to make the decision as to what they believe is important. And that really will hopefully feed into then our establishment of the policing priorities
One final question. It's really for clarity. Sorry, Helen. When this report is concluded, will it say this is the situation in the Garda, Donegal Garda Division, this is the situation in Mayo, this is the situation in Galway or Dublin? Or does it take policing the attitude towards the Gardaí and the service they provide on a national basis?
I think what this is testing the temperature as to what the country believe the priorities should be. Mm-hmm. And like with any survey, look, this is for anybody aged over 16. It is anonymous.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be identifying people. So it will depend on how much responses we get. Mm-hmm. So look, if we get sufficient responses, certainly we will be able to do analysis by area. And we certainly are interested in differences between people in rural areas. We're already seeing that. I mean, this has been on a week. It's running until the 8th of June. We see differences in how people respond from cities versus rural areas. And that's something that certainly can be looked at.
OK, and just remind us where people can access.
They can go to our website. It's pcsaireland.ie. And you just click on the link and you're into the survey. It only takes about 5 minutes to do. So I really would encourage you, Greg. I'll be asking you next time I meet you to do the survey. Thanks a million.
OK, take care, Helen.